Dear Cheap Astronomy, can our Mars-bound astronauts survive months or years of exposure to space radiation? Well, yes, they can, potentially, but solutions are yet to be agreed on, let alone implemented. A radiation shielding solution for a Mars-bound spacecraft is either going to add a lot of mass, if it's a physical shield, or it's going to draw a lot of power and still add some mass if it's a magnetic shield. You also need a solution for extravehicular activities, that is, spacewalks and Mars walks in a shielded spacesuit. Various potential shielding solutions can be found in academic journals and white papers, and various options are being tested in laboratories, including on board the International Space Station. This is all good stuff, but we still haven't really decided what option we'll use for the long journey to Mars, which will supposedly happen in the 2030s. When people talk about space radiation, they generally don't mean electromagnetic radiation, although X and gamma rays radiating from the sun are also harmful forms of radiation. What people do mean when they talk about space radiation is cosmic rays, which are either high-energy protons or more complex nuclei, which have been stripped of the electrons they would normally carry as a cooler, stable atom. Within the solar system, you get cosmic rays coming from the sun, and you also get galactic cosmic rays coming in from outside. While the cosmic rays from the sun are high-energy, galactic cosmic rays are really high energy, being particles mostly flung out from supernovae bursts, which then travel through the vacuum of space at close to the speed of light until they reach us. An unmodified spacecraft hull is generally sufficient to protect astronauts from routine levels of solar wind particles, as well as the X and gamma rays emanating from the sun. However, should there be a big solar flare that hurls out a denser burst of particles at higher speeds, you could be in trouble. A cosmic ray particle with enough energy can penetrate and ionize atoms in a ship's hull, which then creates a burst of secondary radiation, essentially subatomic shrapnel, which proceeds inwards towards the astronauts. Galactic cosmic rays are more likely to cause this kind of damage, because they move at much higher speed than solar wind particles do, and while galactic cosmic rays are mostly protons, they also include heavier ionized nuclei, and these will carry more kinetic energy than protons moving at the same speed. The injuries caused by cosmic rays are analogous to the injuries arising from various forms of radiation exposure we are familiar with on Earth, which may involve DNA damage leading to cancer, or more direct and immediate tissue damage. Space radiation exposure risk starts mounting as soon as you leave the Earth's atmosphere at about 100 kilometers altitude, since even air molecules can provide a small amount of shielding. Once you are above the Earth's magnetosphere, and essentially in interplanetary space, you are completely exposed to space radiation, and there you will find a dynamic balance between the outgoing cosmic rays of the solar wind and the incoming galactic cosmic rays. This balance changes with the solar cycle. At solar maxima, the greater output of solar wind reduces how many galactic cosmic ray particles get through. So there's an argument that it might be safer flying to Mars during a solar maxima, although, during a solar maxima, you are going to get more solar flares and coronal mass ejections. While those solar particles may be less harmful than the galactic ones, after a big solar flare, there will be a whole lot more of them coming at you. So, what's really safest of all is to fly with adequate shielding. While something like lead might be great, it's darn heavy, so high-density plastics and water are looking like more realistic options. A nanotube-based material called hydrogenated boron nitride is apparently great for incorporating into a spacecraft hull and it can also be woven into garments, both to wear in the cabin and under a spacesuit. This material will not only stop protons, but the boron is apparently ideal at stopping neutrons, which are part of that secondary subatomic shrapnel radiation that happens after a cosmic ray particle first collides with your hull or your spacesuit. So, the good news is, there are potential solutions out there, but implementing them still seems a way off.